Hey, welcome to the 8th and Walton Conference Call. My name is Jared Davis. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. You know what? We have got a mini episode for you this week. It's a brand new year in your office, and a lot of times, and you know this from being in the supplier and retail world, after the first of the year, we sometimes got structure changes, and you might find yourself supervising a new team this year, or you may just want to sharpen up on your leadership skills for 2018. Might be one of those goals you've set for yourself. Well, you know what? This is a great mini episode for you because coming up after the break, we have a very special guest. Mr. Rich Lawrence is Vice President of Special Marketing with Helen of Troy. And the reason that I'm so excited to have him on one of our first shows this year is that Mr. Lawrence served as an adjunct professor of leadership and executive instructor for the Sam M. Walton College of Business. So I really can't think of a better person to get some great advice on leadership from as we jump into 2018. We're going to be talking with Mr. Lawrence about taking on a new team as a first-time leader. We're going to go over some of those common mistakes that we've all made in these roles. And then something that we hear about a lot, and that is the struggle between being an effective leader and just being an annoying micromanager. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a very educational and informative discussion coming up next. Stick around. Rich Lawrence is going to join us right here in studio. This is the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
8th and Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to 8thandwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today, athanwalton.com/chat.
As I mentioned before, our special guest on today's podcast, Mr. Rich Lawrence from Helen of Troy. Thank you for joining us today,
sir. Thank you. Nice to be here.
I'm very excited to talk to you about leadership. So on a specific level, some of the biggest mistakes that you see leaders making today, give us a little bit of insight on that.
Yeah, you know, when a new manager is promoted, usually their boss is the one that announces it, but their team's going to decide if they're actually a leader. So one of the mistakes that people make right out of the chute is to think that they have to have all the answers. They don't. They got to be able to ask the right questions, and that can be a challenge for somebody if they don't have the context to ask questions in. They have to have a network of folks that can help them ask the right questions. The second thing I would say is, and it's endemic to everybody, is to be a good listener. You have two ears and one mouth for a reason, and most people don't listen in context. They don't look at the emotionality. They don't look at body language, all of that, to give them an actual picture of what's going on. So being a good listener, and then I would say after you hit a level of success, the trap is to maintain, not to step out of the box to go shoot for the fences again. And so they have to adopt a mindset of if we achieve the goal now, we got to set a new goal and go after it. So always amping that up. I would say those are the three majors that I see.
You know, every time I go to LinkedIn, there's some new little meme out there about the great manager versus the great leader. So in your eyes, distinguishing just someone who is that manager or micromanager apart from just being a good leader, you mentioned being a good listener and the things, but what are some of the other things that stand out instead of falling into that trap of being a micromanager?
So leadership has a context. You have to know what context you work well in. And there's a, you know, there's a marketing take, there's a finance take, operations. It's very difficult to take somebody that was really good in marketing and move them over to operations. They typically don't work well because the context is different. And the mistake a lot of people make is to think that, oh, you're a leader in this context, you're going to do well here. And you can look at countless examples. You look at former GE executives that go to work for a retailer. That typically doesn't work well. Understanding the context that your leadership works in. I always say it's wartime Winston Churchill or peacetime, right? Wartime Winston Churchill was good. Peacetime, he got voted out.
One of the things we hear about leaders is that you can always judge a leader by the number of leaders that they create. So what are some of the traits that will help a leader to kind of do that with their own teams?
Yeah, good. I'd say three things. I always ask their definition of leadership. And to me, the three things are ideas, relationships, and a sense of adventure. I have to have great ideas that I can execute. There's a saying that says, imagination without execution is a hallucination. And that's so true, right? I can have ideas all day, but if I can't execute them and monetize them, that's of no value to the company. Being able to create meaningful relationships that are where I can influence in an organization and outside, up and down the ladder, side to side, and be persuasive to get them to do something. That's the second component. And I'd say the third is to create a sense of adventure. There has to be a reason people want to follow you. Usually if you get the first two right, the last one follows.
You just mentioned that persuasiveness as part of being a good leader. What are some of your best practices for motivating those on your team?
I'd say any relationship and motivation. Lou Holtz has a saying that says, how do you motivate somebody? He says you don't. You get rid of the ones who aren't. That's pretty rough. I would say that you motivate through trust. They have to know that you have their back and that they're worthy of you having their back. So if somebody throws a fastball at them, they're in your catcher's mitt. They have to know that, you know, they're worthy of that. Once people know that they can trust you, you can do a lot with them.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Rick.
Thank you.